Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida shattered the record for the most new cases of coronavirus in one day, with more than 15,200 recorded yesterday. That's more than any other state, including New York, during the peak of the outbreak there. Florida and the U.S. led the way in helping to break the one-day global record as well. The numbers come at the end of a grim, record-breaking week in Florida with about 500 fatalities. Yesterday, 45 more deaths were reported in the state. Only about 20 ICU beds remain at Miami's Jackson Memorial Hospital. It hasn't run out of bed space, but more nurses have been sent to work there by the state because of the patient surge. Veronica Zaragovia reports these new patients are younger and not always coming in because of COVID-19 alone.
Roy Hawkins Jr. is Jackson Memorial's chief executive officer. He says the hospital has set up COVID-19 positive units.
Units that are specifically designated for COVID patients.
Many of these patients are younger, but also sicker. They have other diseases like diabetes or COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And that, plus the coronavirus, brings them in for care.
During the time when the city was shut down and everyone was quarantined, I don't think folks were really taking the best care of themselves.
He says they may have stopped going for checkups or taking their medication. And now COVID-19 has made them gravely ill. Still, Dr. David de la Cerda wants young people to know that even without other diseases, COVID-19 is serious. He's the ICU medical director there.
Young people need to understand that they can get sick and they can die from COVID-19.
He says that's why masks remain so important for everyone. I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.
In Mexico, officials say the number of confirmed COVID-19 deaths has passed 35,000, making it the country with the fourth highest total. While countries in Eastern Europe are facing rising waves of coronavirus infections, leading to riots in Serbia, the new restrictions come as the World Health Organization reports the daily global infections hit more than 228,000 last week. A member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says to expect hospitalizations and death rates to continue to rise in the coming weeks. The AP's Julie Walker has more.
Admiral Brett Giroir says despite a surge in cases, the pandemic is not out of control, but it's going to take a lot of effort to combat it. And in areas of the country where there's been a surge, bars need to close, restaurants need to limit people, and masks need to be worn in public or the virus will take over.
Even though the death rate, if you get it, is going down, your chances of surviving are much better. We do expect deaths to go up. If you have more cases, more hospitalizations, we do expect to see that over the next 2 or 3 weeks before this turns around.
The Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary, who made his comments on ABC's This Week, also says the situation could be worse in the fall with a combo of the flu and the coronavirus, so they'll be ramping up testing even more. I'm Julie Walker.
These are among the darkest days of Donald Trump's presidency. Coronavirus infections are exploding. The economic recovery is in jeopardy, and Trump may have undermined his own law and order message by commuting the prison sentence of his friend and political advisor. Emboldened Democrats are trying to guard against overconfidence, even as they see real opportunities to expand Joe Biden's path to the White House in states like Georgia, Iowa, and Ohio. Meanwhile, there's less time for Republicans to turn things around than they'd like. Early voting across several swing states is set to begin in about 2 months. President Trump's decision to commute the sentence of political confidant Roger Stone is drawing sharp criticism from Democrats and pointed comments from the special counsel who oversaw his prosecution. Here's more from the AP's Ben Thomas.
Roger Stone was treated very unfairly.
That's President Trump speaking to reporters at the White House Saturday. But in an op-ed in the Washington Post, former special counsel Robert Mueller recounted how, during the 2016 campaign, Stone communicated with people known to be Russian intelligence officers who had stolen Democratic emails. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells ABC's This Week,
"This effort to get and use foreign assistance is what Roger Stone had information on, and he lied to cover up and protect the president."
Mueller says Stone committed federal crimes and rightly remains a convicted felon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Police in St. Petersburg arrested four Black Lives Matter protesters on Saturday at two different demonstrations. The Tampa Bay Times reports two people were arrested outside the home of Mayor Rick Kreisman. Hours later, as demonstrators continued their nightly march through downtown, St. Pete police vehicles suddenly appeared and officers took three people into custody. A police spokesperson said they were blocking traffic. Washington's NFL team will finally get rid of its racist nickname today. That's according to multiple reports that owner Dan Snyder and the organization would announce the move 2 weeks before the start of training camp. It's unclear when a new name will be revealed for one of the league's oldest franchises. The team launched a thorough review of the name this month. That came in the aftermath of several prominent sponsors calling for a change. Today it'll be breezy and hot with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the mid-90s. Tonight breezy and warm with a few clouds and lows near 80. Tomorrow scattered thunderstorms in the morning with highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.